It's, I think it's the greatest gift you can give to yourself, to move yourself on a journey which is for everyone, but you have to do it yourself. You can make the choice for yourself to make this journey or not.
Hier ist Christoph Mauer und du hörst 100%, den Podcast über Fokus bei der Arbeit, Achtsamkeit im Alltag und auch heute wieder über ausgesprochen grundsätzliche Fragen des Lebens. Ich spreche mit Jantina Girmati. Sie ist psychosoziale Therapeutin in eigener Praxis, Unternehmerin zusammen mit ihrem Mann Stefan und uns eine sehr wertgeschätzte Freundin. Sie lebt in den Niederlanden, versteht Deutsch und spricht es auch ein bisschen. Wir führten dieses Gespräch aber auf Englisch, weil das unsere Kommunikationssprache ist. Ich erwarte dein Gespräch über die Heldenreise, über Trauma und Verletzung und über den Weg und die Begleiter, die uns dabei begegnen. Danke, dass du zuhörst. Ich wünsche dir viel Spaß und wie immer eine lehrreiche Zeit. Really welcome, dear Jantina. For this episode, which is the first one English in this podcast, and I'm really excited to host you for that one. And I'm really excited because of the things we're going to talk about, because you made me realize that there is some serious research on something that is called the hero's journey. And maybe I would like to propose that one as a drop-in into our talk and our journey here. Welcome, and please elaborate on what is the hero's journey in your life and what does it mean to you and for the way how you work with people now?
That's a big question with a big answer. The hero's journey is a book I'm still reading, and it gives all myths and stories about the journey of a hero in a man's life. So you can look to the myths in the Greek myths or stories are told in the world as long as the world has people on it. And it is told that there is more in life than just being what we are right now. We are just a shade of what we can be. So it's a journey to reach the version of you which you're meant to be in this life. And there are so many stories. So it's the hero with 1,000 faces in all languages, in all countries. There are stories of the journey of the hero. And you only have to see it, and you have to start your own journey. And that's what I do with people here. I also tell it on my website. It's a journey you start. And the journey is to find your own self. But you are troubled with your traumas. And your traumas are between being who you are and not reaching it, because it's in between of who you can be. So here in my work with clients, and I use psychodrama, constellations, and in that work, I work with people to find what causes them, what's trauma, and then to give words on that and feel it, what's in your subconsciousness. And so you can find the way for yourself.
There are many different points on which I would love to place some further questions. Maybe the first would be, what does happen in the course of a life for people to have this calling so that they realize themselves to be not the man to be, or the human being to be, but only being a shadow of what might be there? What does initiate this calling, according to your experience?
when I look to myself, I have a history with trauma in my history. So I looked and I didn't understand myself. And then I felt a longing in my heart to know, to look, and I didn't know what it was. And I was early 20. So I was searching, and then things approaches on my path. And when things approaches on my path, like a study, I went into it. And now the study trauma sexuality is also coming onto that path and helps me further on. It's replying on what the universe gives you on your path and see it as an opportunity, not as something that bothers you. And to look at yourself, when I look to myself, I have trauma in my life, and I can I can stay in that trauma, like I'm a victim, or I can grab my life into my own hands and then walk on and find out what the path will bring me when I look my dragon, my trauma in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I will have questions on trauma sexuality, and the one who teaches this is Peter Jon Schouten later in our talk. But maybe I do have another question, because if you, after having had this cycle of the journey of the hero, you easily could say, yeah, this trauma and that happened to me just as a sign of the universe that I could get my ass up and move on and, reframe what happened to me as a gift, maybe shitty wrapped, but as a gift. But in the beginning of this journey, that might be offensive as well. If you tell someone, yeah, no, what you did happen, of course it hurt as hell, but it's a gift from the universe to improve your life. So
that yes, was... it's like a paradigm, yes.
Yeah. How do you see people getting into those first steps? Like this, you know, this is part of the journey where they do not have the self-esteem, the self-consciousness to know that they are able, that they are capable to shoulder the weight of the journey. But maybe they are bent down, they are broken from what did happen, what did shape their past. What are your first steps to empower people to get into this self-esteem that they will be able to go the way, to walk this path?
There is a sentence I use. Don't do it alone, but you have to do it yourself.
Mm.
So people believe they have a great life. But they're getting bored, or they want to buy things, or they have addictions they don't want to have. Or is life really happening as your life? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Is this my life? And most people say, yes, it is my life, and don't go on by overthinking it. Well, is it really meant to be as this is my life?
No, does it just happen to me?
Yes, it just happens to me, but you can change. And when you change, life is like a magnet. Things come on your path to tell you something, to show you something. And when you open your mind to see what's happening around you, and to it's not easy, it's hard, and I cry as well, and I am also sometimes saying, why me, why am I doing this? But it gives me so much. It gives me my own journey. And as I am here in this life, I want to make the journey of my life, because I'm worth it, and I want to make my journey because it's my life. why not making my own journey while I'm living here right now? And you have to start somewhere. And when you want to start somewhere, an opening will be shown to you, because there will always be somewhere you can start. You can go to a therapist or something to talk with. And I had several paths I went for, and sometimes I thought, no, this is not my path. But then I searched on and I looked further, and then I found my path on another way. So it's a journey, and you have to find your own path in it. And not doing it alone, but yes, I have to do it by myself. And then people are coming on your path.
And because you attract them.
Yes. Why do people listen to a podcast? What is it telling to them? Why is a book shown to you? Why did you get on my camping? And then we have a contact. It's the strange mystic things in life that have the most value in it.
Yeah, it definitely does. And there is, in the cycle of the hero's journey, there's a small part, which is the known, and then there is a bigger part, which is the unknown, which does not lay open to the eye before you get over a threshold. And there's described that there are guardians for the threshold. But that's exactly what you say. There has to be someone who maybe has been there, or maybe knows what that there is a path for the hero to walk. And he can walk with him, but he can't carry him. I totally understand what you say with that sentence. It's a good one.
You can walk together. Yeah. And it is more nice to walk together, but you have to do things by yourself, because if another one is doing it for you, you're not doing it yourself.
No, it doesn't
count. And you're not growing. It's also like growing pains. And I think that will be the rest of your life. And I'm glad I have it. Also saying, sometimes it's hard, but then you do it together.
That actually is what the Buddha says, with everything is suffering. And maybe that comes back to what you said in the beginning, with that we do have a history of trauma. Everybody has a history of trauma, because that is how the world communicates with us.
Yes.
They do not do it to hurt us. So the world has no intention to hurt us, but it happens that we feel pain. And
yes,
that gives us the drop in for the path. Where the pain is, that is the path to go.
Yes. And my father had a history with the disaster here in 1953, when the flood came here with all the water, and he lost his brother and sister, 5-year-old, 7-year-old, and he was not only 2 years and 9 months. So he was traumatized, but he brought trauma and the storm of 1953 he brought into my life. Now I can cause him, because he gave a lot of trouble in my life, but I cannot cause him, because of that cause I am also walking on this path. So it's not blaming one another, it's getting my own life in my own hands and not being disturbed by the traumas in my life. But it's an ongoing process, by getting more and more, reaching my own self. And that is what I want to reach. And this is also what the book says, the journey of the hero.
Yeah, definitely. And I had the honor and pleasure to be a patient for you, with you. And you made exactly this constellation therapy on also this generational trauma that happened to be in my family, and it's exactly what you say. So, of course, my father had his own traumatization, and he had his own reaction, which in this case was to not be able to talk about emotions, which left me without vocabulary or grammar to not only express my own emotions, but to only grasp them. I did not know how to come close to my emotions and to integrate them into my life. And of course, I cannot blame him for that, because he was hurt much more than I did. And what I did experience was not one major trauma or something like that, but, well, like 1,000 cuts of papers, yeah, which hurt as well, but shape you.
Yes.
And that is what we, in our session that took place in your practice, what we could reveal there, and how you could help me understanding, especially where does responsibility lay for which part of the path. And then I was able to give him his pain and his responsibility for his pain, and also to grasp my responsibility for my pain and to transform. And that is what did happen, and that is what gave light onto the path that followed.
Yes, as I was also not able to feel. My father had, I learned on this study I'm doing, trauma sexuality, his volume button of his radio, his mouth, is broken. So he's always mad and angry, and he's yelling and cursing in my former life, in when I was young. And he also put me under the water when I was playing with him, and he became angry and he put me under the water. So I saw death in the eyes, and that formed me. I did not feel anymore. My feelings were gone. And then last week I had a constellation in my study, and then I felt the position of not feeling. It was weird not feeling. I sat on that chair and I bumped out of it because I didn't want to feel not feeling. I'm so glad I can feel more and more, but in my body there is a part that can feel so much, and I can't reach it, not yet, but I'm on my path for reaching it. And it is possible. When you use constellation psychodrama, you put your subconsciousness on positions where you can feel how it is. It goes beyond the brain. Your brain is not able to tell you how you feel or what's in your subconsciousness. And people believe in the brain, but you have to believe what you feel, and you have to feel what you feel. And when you put that in a constellation, it gives you so much. And when you do it in a group or on your own, it's with a therapist, it gives you so much to see and to feel, like you experienced as well.
Yeah, definitely. Nothing of that, what I did experience there, was something that my mind could figure out, but it was an embodied experience. Emotion is embodied experience. So you feel it in your body, and nothing but that. And the body feeling will change if you, for example, this constellation therapy, sit on a different chair.
Yes.
And that gives yourself the ability to experience the very experience of another man or a woman, for that matter, in your story, which was impressive to see, to feel.
Yes. It's also great to do it with, to have the journey with other people. I'm blessed that I can travel with them. I'm very glad that they invite me into their journey to walk with them.
In that studies you do on trauma sexuality. Yeah. So, but you had water trauma, and this trauma sexuality is something completely different. How do you integrate that, or is it just another drop-in into what trauma is. And
yes, when I first went to a course, it was one day, and I thought, trauma sexuality, it's nothing for me, but I have to do a study day, so let's do this day. But then I realized that all symptoms written in that book were my symptoms.
Yeah, that is what I read as well. How come? Yeah.
I was astonished, and I thought, ah, now I'm getting the answers, because I have so many questions, I couldn't even pronounce those questions. I knew I had a lot of question marks in me, but I couldn't get them into words, my questions. And then I saw this book, and I heard on this day a lot of things, and I realized, ah, it's me. That's what happened to me. So yes, it is invented by Pieter Sjoen Schouten, and it's called Trauma Sexuality. And the book is also in English, the first book. And I went to that study, and I'm learning about myself. And it's also abuse. What happened to me is also abuse. So, like sexual abuse, this is also abuse, and it's the same effect on people. But I thought a long time I might be crazy, because I have so many questions and there is something not right in me. It's like a feeling, it's not fitting. I'm not fitting in my own body. It's something disconnecting. And also, it's my father who did this to me. So it's disconnection in my head as well. Because it's in my house and he is looking for me and giving me love and also punishing me on a hard way. So it's very difficult for me to understand. And now I understand, I cannot understand. So I can let it go. But it's a path you have to walk. And also you have to stay in not knowing. So that's what I also learned. You don't have to understand everything, what's happening. And you have to, you can have a lot of question marks in your life, but I can stay in those question marks more and more. Because most of the time I want to have the solution right now, but that's not the solution for me. Then you make a solution. Then you make it fit.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly.
It's not fitting.
Yeah, you fit it in. Yeah, but it's not the fittest. Yeah.
Yes. So I have to wait until the answers come. And that is not that easy, because I want to be on my journey and I want to experience more and I want to get rid of this trauma, but it's a path to go. It's a journey. And I will meet myself more and more. I want to meet myself today. I can't wait. But the universe tells me you have to learn and you have to be on this journey for the time you have to be there. I cannot make it faster. I cannot make it slower. It goes on its own way. It follows its own path. And I can make choices on that path. I can be on that path and make the decision to live this path, like now with the study and with other people. And here in my practice, I am here and people can come. So they can also go on this journey, but you cannot say, this is my journey and you have to do the same journey. No, there is a journey for each one on its own way.
Mm. So on the opposite of to live the path would be to escape the path, I guess.
Yes, to ignore the path and just to move on. Everyone has a trauma, 100% of the people. big traumas, small traumas, and you cannot say, I have a bigger one or you are a smaller one. No, you have your own trauma. It is given to you. And I was not able to choose my trauma. I was not... when I say, well, I have not sexual trauma, I have a less trauma. No, I have a different trauma, but I recognize all the symptoms. And finally, I'm getting answers. And I want to have more and more answers because it's my life. I was... this is a difficult one. Bestaansrecht in Dutch, but I don't know what it is in English. It's my birthright, being here on Earth. That is what given to me. I have a place on this Earth, but by my father, he took it away when he put my face into the water because I splashed him with water, and then he got very, very angry. He exploded and he put my face under the water. He ignored my place on Earth. He took it away. And before death, I always had to listen to his voice and his manners. And otherwise, he would yell and scream and curse. So that's not a place for a child to explore life.
No.
You have to fit in his life. And my mother was following. So I don't blame them. I love them, but I also was angry with them because they took a part of my life away and now I have to get it back. There will be something behind. I have to learn to get it back. I think that's my... That's one thing on my trip, on my journey, to invent myself, to reinvent myself. It's like someone is teaching you to dance while he's not able to dance. So my dance of living is not my own life dance. So I have to make it my own life again. It's like talking... a new language. It's like walking, to learn to walk again like a child. It's not knowing a thing, but it's great to learn it as myself.
And that is done by exposing yourself to the pain that was without reenacting it.
It's going for me at the moment. That study of trauma sexuality came into my life, and it's also weird how that happens, because on the morning I went to this study, it was the next day, so in the evening I went to a hotel because it was on another end of the Netherlands. So I said to the assistant, cancel the car, I have too much headaches, I don't go. And she said, the car already is here. That's a sign of universe. Because I ordered a car 2 weeks ago and it came in the end of the day. And now, 9 o'clock in the morning, the car was there and told me you have to go. I was humming a lot, the universe. And I said, why? Why do I have to go with so many headaches? Why? I don't want to. I don't have trauma sexuality. It's not for me. Why? A big question mark. But I went because universe, the sign was there to go. And now I'm following the third module and yet 2.5 to go. The universe wanted to show me a path for my journey. And I had to go on this path, but I had to see it. And I was on that study day and I thought, well, it's not mine. You can order the book. He said, nah, it's not for me. I was fighting not go in there in my subconsciousness. Now I can laugh about it and see how the path is inviting me to go and to walk this journey. So how am I dealing with this? For now, for me, it's going to that journey, to go to that modules and to that study days and be there. And I believe the constellations we do, I will be on the place I have to be. Because life is giving me the opportunities I need. So that's also for me a part to learn and to be aware of, not wanting things or not wanting things, because then I'm unhappy. I have to accept life how it comes and how it goes. That's a hard one for me, because in my former life, when I was young, I had to do the things I had to do, and not doing was punishment. Also, I'm in a state of awareness for pleasing him and to do the best I could. And now I have to wait for the path to show me the way I have to walk.
Yeah, there's something to do with the loss of control as well.
Yes.
Which is difficult if you are in such a constant state of arousal, also physiologically, to prevent yourself from new harm.
Yes. And it's, you can say to me, well, he's not around anymore. No, I know. But it's a state of being. I was learned so long. When I was born, I began to learn. Because his anger, even it was not be not in the environment in words, it would always be there in information, not to be seen, but be there as well. So it was always there. And that formed my life. And my patterns, which are not mine.
But to which you had to adjust to survive.
Yes. And now I want to have my own life and I want to accept what's in it. So when I have a father who drowned me, it is. It is my life. And I have to accept it. And that's difficult, but when you are in a constellation, you can find out why you cannot accept it or what feelings are there which are not yours and where they belong, because you have to give it back to the perpetrator.
Yeah, that is an interesting word from the trauma sexuality book, the perpetrator and his responsibility for what he does, and also your responsibility for what you do from that. And it is like it is, but it will be what you're doing from there.
Yes, and for a long time, I even forgot it. I was drawn. I didn't even remember it. You have to go on. Always go on, go on, go on.
Oh, yeah.
And now, universe said, stop. And I'm very grateful that it gave me the path. When I was 25, I started also a study, pedagogiek. And it gives me a lot. And then NLP also came on my path. And now trauma sexuality comes on my path. And I meet other people and I have new friendships. And it gives me so much. But I was struggling to go on this path. And it's so wonderful to see what a path brings you when you go. And it's not easy. It makes me nervous, anxious, but I'm more and more allowing it that can be here in my life. I can be anxious. A few weeks ago, I was screaming, I don't want to be drowned anymore. I was feared. I don't want to be there anymore. because it's really hard. And my emotions and my feelings on that part are coming back. When I was a young kid, I was not able to feel. I was 10, 11 years old. I was not able to feel what I felt when I was drowned. And now sometimes I'm shaking or I am feeling the anxiousness of that little child. And now it can be how it is. And I don't have to put it away or, my not feeling. It's not longer anymore no feelings. Step by step, the feelings come back. But I also say to my clients, it has to go step by step because all the things at one time, it will be too much.
Yeah, that definitely was the reason why your mind-body connection went into dissociation at the time of the trauma, because it is too much. And it would be of no good to have all the feelings and all the body experience back in one moment, because you would be in exactly the same point then,
yes,
as when the dissociation took place.
It is too much.
It is too much. Yeah, it was too much, and it is too much, and will be too much. Yeah.
Yes, and dissociated, I invented it, living in my head.
I've been there a long, long time, centuries.
And yes, I can be in my head, but when I walk this journey, I feel what people feel. So when a client is sitting in front of me with anxious or anxiety or whatever, I can tell I have the same panic. I know that panic, and I just tell it feels like standing on a big cliff and you're looking down and you feel it in your body. And she said, yes, yes, I know how it feels. So I've been there and I want to share it with you, because then you can walk on your own. And then in a psychodrama, it doesn't matter where you live a new life. You can do it in psychodrama, you can do it in the real world, you can do it in your dreams. So when you change a pattern in psychodrama, in a constellation, it also changes in the real world. And it changes after a while, it changes in your inner world. So you change bit by bit. You don't wonder if spring will come. Spring will come. It's the same when you do a constellation of psychodrama and you do it frequently and you work on yourself on this journey. And sometimes you need a pause. You need a time to stop, because it's also it can also be winter time. So a time of quiet and go back into the houses, go back into your body and go into yourself. But then there will be a time, and universe called me and said, you have to do this. And then I went to this study, and now change will come like spring will come. And I cannot put the flowers out of the ground. But I want to do it with myself. I want to go it faster and faster. No, you have to relay on the path which is given. Like birth, like spring, like all new life. It has to grow and be there on the time which is correct.
I think that one of the fake reality is one of the big illusions of our life is that time moves in a linear way. I think it's not, it's cyclic. And there are so many cycles. So they may be mini or mega or anything like that. They may be natural. They can be like only emotional, but it all spins around. And we do think that our lifespan is one linear sequence of things and what happens, but it does not, because things happen and you resonate and you get triggered and you're back in the emotions of the five-year-old, for example. So there is nothing linear, but it is purely cyclic, like inhaling, exhaling. The one cannot be without the other.
Yes.
But none of them can be at the same time. And that is what you, well, tell about this going together and expanding again in the experience of the emotions and in the reliving of the emotions and the healing as well of the emotions.
And in real life, you don't recognize at first time that you have something comes on your path and it triggers you like you're a child and you give a response on a way which is not yours. So I had last week in a psychodrama of another student of mine, the perpetrator said something and it triggered me on such a way that I became angry. And so we talked over it. And after that, I had my own constellation and I could work it out. So it makes you more aware of the patterns in life and what you're doing to respond on it. So yeah, you can have a break in what comes around, goes around. Like you said, you can break the patterns and start a new life.
Yeah, exactly. And you just, to some little orientation, is this mine or is it a stranger's emotion that swaps into my life because my boundary is weak at that point?
Yes. And it's also very interested to look to this, what happens to you and in this journey.
In a like a researcher of yourself.
Yes, but it's also a gift. I think it's the greatest gift you can give to yourself to move yourself on a journey which is for everyone, but you have to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. You can make the choice for yourself to make this journey or not.
I would love to talk with you about the impact you do have on people around you that are not your clients, but you also happen to be like a CEO of a not so little firm, but you do have like, I think, 25 people working with you.
No, 10.
10, I'm sorry. they seem to be so many. Okay, like 10 people, and they come from their specific background. They come with their very own life. And now they see how you nosedive into emotions, into self-awareness, into discussing all these things. What is the impact? What does it do to them and to their own perception of their very own life and path?
Sometimes they see me as a stranger. And they ask me, why are you doing this? Because it also hurts when I go to a session of trauma sexuality class. I have headaches afterwards. So it hurts. And then they look at me and they say, why are you doing this? And I say, yes, it's worth it. And they don't understand, but I will do it next week again, even if it hurts and gives me a headache, even when I cry, even when I feel panic or anxious. It's worth it. But I've been on this path now for a while, and I don't say it's easy. No, I don't say it's easy. Sometimes I also wonder and ask myself, why am I doing this? Is this a normal path to walk? But also, people change even if they don't know they are changing because they work here and they start to eat different, they start to think different. Sometimes they say, I think you think different, isn't it? So they get to know how I think, how I will react, how I will respond. And when you are all open-minded, you can have a great conversation. You don't have to agree, you don't have to do the same study, but you have to be together and grow together. And then things will happen, even if you don't understand what will happen or how it will happen. It will happen on the way it will happen and needs to be happened, something like that.
Yeah, I think I do get you. Well, there was also a reason that those people started to work with you. That does not come from nowhere. But they were attracted.
Yes, they were attracted by natural health. They were attracted by the way we work with people. I believe everyone is capable of standing in their own life. So I don't have to be a boss. I want to be together and also here have a journey together with the people who work here and to find out what it's meant to be, to work here together and how we can be affirmed together with everyone, its own qualities, and I have my own, and I don't ask them to do the same study. I ask them, do you want to study and what do you want? We have conversations, we have interests in each other. So I think that's a basic ground to walk on.
Which seems to be a completely different kind of leadership as compared to what we know in the outside world.
I believe in this part of, call it leadership or call it walking together. You only have another role. I'm not more, not bigger. No, I'm just the same as anyone else here. And I have another responsibility to carry. I have to do it. I have to do my responsibility on my way. And everyone else has to grab his own responsibility. And that makes you all the same and all different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, different and viewed respectfully.
Yes. And it's a value that everyone you meet is a mirror to you. And we met almost 2 years ago, 1.5 years ago. And why did we meet? You're living in the north of Germany. I'm in the south of the Netherlands. But you came here on my path. So you are telling me something in my life and I'm telling you something in your life. What are we telling each other and how long will this relationship be? And we will walk together on the same path. People go, people come, and they are telling you something. They are giving you a mirror, and I have to learn from that mirror. So when I have a feeling with another people, it tells me something about myself, not something about the other person.
Yeah, most definitely like that, yeah.
Yes, and you are meeting people. There's no coincidence in it.
No, there is not.
You are all connected. We are all connected together. And you are getting the people on your path which belong there, even if they repeat in another individual, but they tell you the same story of, like in my story, the angriness. There are difficult people on my path, and I have to, that's a question mark in my life, how to deal with them. And that's what I have to learn, because my own way of aggression is not correct. I had not the time to explore it on the correct way when I was young. I was afraid of his aggression.
And that was why you could not develop an own channel of expressing your aggression.
Yes. So now I had to learn it in front of the children. I was a teacher. So there I thought it was difficult for me. So I invented there my own aggression again. The way I can respond on a correct way of aggression. There's also a correct aggression. You have a healthy no and a healthy yes.
Yeah, definitely. And you feel it in your body. It's a full body yes and a full body no.
Yes.
And that is body wisdom. That should not be neglected.
Yes, but when you have abuse in your life, you lose the connection with your own no.
Yeah.
With your healthy no. And when you lose that connection, you are not able to make the right decisions for yourself. So you become a follower to other people and they make abuse of you. So you can step out.
Because you invite them to do so.
Yes. Because you have no correct answer for them. And these are the question marks in life you have to solve. I have a lot of question marks yet to solve. And for me, every time I have to say to myself, you don't have to do all the question marks on one day. I want to do them all on one day, but step by step, take my time. And it's a journey and I have to enjoy the journey. And for a long time, I couldn't enjoy it because I want to get rid of the traumas and the patterns not belonging to me. More and more, I can start to enjoy the journey and I want to enjoy it. Like a dance, like a journey, like it's part of my life. And I meet incredible people on that journey and they invite me for a podcast, for instance. And it's great to be on this journey and to meet and to mirror together and to learn together.
Yeah, just that I know that there's a full body yes and no and all that, that does not mean that I do have access to these feelings all the time. So it works better in some days and worse in others. And I don't know what are the factors that contribute to this better or worse. It's interesting to hear that you are so much working on enjoying the path, because as I know you, you're full of joy and laughter and you're inspirational to be with. So that like every minute seems to be a full enjoyment from your side. It's really interesting to hear that you consider yourself to be learning in the department.
Yes, it's life is a big classroom where you can learn every day. And sometimes it's hard, but I never signed a paper that only joy and laughter will come on my path. Sometimes I had a client of mine and she said, well, this is bothering me, that's bothering me, that's bothering me. And I said, did you sign that paper that only laughter and joy came on your life? And she said, I didn't. I said, I didn't either, because if you could sign that paper, I would go back and sign it as well. But I think both sides of the medal are yours. So anxiousness and love are on the same medal. Death and life, everything is on the same medal. You have two sides and you have to embrace them both. And that's difficult because when it hurts, you are used to walk away from it. Like abuse and pain and trauma in your life, you are used to to walk away from it. I want to do it as well, because I'm learned pain is not to gain, not to have in your life. You have to go for joy. And then I read in the book of the hero's journey, I read it's like two wheels on a car. You see them both, and you need them both. The left and the right wheel, good and wrong. It's not doing good, it's not doing wrong, it's doing. And when you go to doing, you connect to yourself. When I want to do the good things, I'm still avoiding the bad things, the worst things. When I am not doing the bad things, I'm still not doing. I have to do, I have to be in my center, in the middle of the both sides. And that was also an eye-opener for me, because in my life I learned you have to be good. You have to do the good things.
Oh, definitely. I heard that a lot. Yeah.
Yes. But I still want to do that. But now I am aware of, no, it's not, I don't need to do the good things. I don't have to avoid the bad things. I have to let it go, be there, stay there. And with the best intentions I have, I also run away. And then I have to practice and learn myself to stay. And I don't have to do it today, because it's not for today. Or maybe, yes, it is. It will happen to me how life comes to me. Just doing me, being me. And that was torn away from me when I was a very young kid. When I was born, it was took away from me. And now, step by step, I can get it back, and I can feel who I want to be and who I am. Not who I want to be, but who I am. But I cannot grab it yet. But it will come.
Maybe we're talking about the sense of life and all that, and what it is to be a human being, I guess. And I don't think that there is need in the course of our life to settle for a sense of life. But maybe the most useful thing is to just walk on and to make sense while walking. But that does not mean finding sense, but making sense.
Yes, and also find out what life tells you. I scared to death when I was drowned. So I'm afraid of death. So now that's a thing that will come to me in several parts, to find out what's death for me. And I will find it out, not on one day, but step by step. There are so many questions you have to find out, and just walking. It's a never-ending story, I think.
And I really like your picture of the medal, because it is like that this duality of things or of matters are on one medal, and you cannot grab the medal without grabbing both.
And
so you will lose one if you choose to not take the other one.
Yes. And duality is there because you are thought it is. It's Western society to think in duality. What if there is no duality? It's just there.
Well, I think there is a certain point for duality in the physical world, because the physical world is described in duality words, like inside, outside, upward, downward, something like that. But yeah, you've got a point as well. It's just our description of the physical world. That is the first thing. And the next is how much of use is the physical world for our internal reality?
Yes, but you can't go up and up. You have to go down as well.
Yeah, sure. So,
but it's just on the path to decide where to go. Is it now the time to go up or to go down? It is just a way to go somewhere. Fear is also something is good. You have it. We don't want it. Pain is also telling you something, like laughter and joy is telling you something. It's all in a mixture, and it makes me me. And also, this is part of the podcast. He has to be here to tell us something.
Yeah, maybe he wants some more time. I guess that could be. I was away a lot last week.
And also, like, you can plan things, but life comes around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Planning is a funny thing to do, and I did that a lot, as you said. So living in my head was a thing I did with a lot of passion. But it does not mean a thing.
Yes, and it's difficult to get rid of it, because there is, I always say to clients, there is no button behind your ear. You can switch it on and off. You want to control life, and you think you can control life. I thought I can control life, but I couldn't. And more learning to let it go. And there are times I want to control everything, because I want to know the future. I want to know, but I cannot know the future now. I have to be on this journey and see what future will bring to me, what life will bring to me.
It's an illusion that yes. We can control anything.
Yes, but we are taught that it's the correct way to live, with control everything and to plan everything and to have an agenda and to walk the path, like the television. What tells it us, you have to enjoy life and you have to barbecue with your friends. And if you don't have that perfect life, your life is a mess. It's what's told in all the series. But when you look to your life, is that really what can happen in your life, that it's only laughter and joy? There's a lot more. And when you have both sides of the medals, your life will be complete.
Yeah, the pure laughter and joy, that seems to be like a shallow view on the world. And definitely is, in my eyes, prevents from having a deep dive into the situation. As nothing is only joyous.
Yes. And you can go with being in a constellation just to connect with the feelings and everything in your life more and more. And then you dive more and more into your own life.
Mm. Yeah, to own the life as well. It's not only your own life, but the life you have to own.
Yes, you have to own it yourself.
Yeah. Which also means to take responsibility for my own actions and reactions. And also, what was really difficult for me, to give away responsibility for the things I'm not responsible for, which gives space to own what I have to own.
You have to give it back to the perpetrator, what happens in your life, which doesn't belong in to your life. So I have to give it back. So I'm writing it down, because I cannot have a conversation with someone who is yelling or not able to talk. So I'm writing it down also for myself, and I want to give it all back to him, what it did to me, not for blaming him, but just getting my own life in my ownership.
So you suggest that constellation therapy does work with people who are A, not in the same room, B, be maybe somewhere else, but don't want to talk or see. Also, could be people who are already dead. So constellation therapy would work in you and in the representation, the story and history makes in yourself.
Yes, you can do it. Constellation one-to-one. So I have one client and I do the constellation like I did with you. I can also do it in a group. And when you do it in a group, it's a very big effect you can have. You do it in one day. When I do it with one client, I do 1.5 hour, maybe 2 or 1 hour. So when I do it with a group, I start from 10 till 4 o'clock. And you have several constellations and people can sit on several chairs. So it tells something about their own life, but they're also helping each other. So it's a very great thing to do in a group. It gives you more. It's more. One and one is more. And if you understand the plus.
Yeah, not if you control the plus, but if you understand, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Each time, you told me that sentence several times already, and I read it a lot on the website and the publications. But each time, it resonates differently.
Great. There are a lot of mysterious things in life, and when you get to know them, it's great to feel and to have it resonated in you.
Yeah. So I usually ask when wrapping up such a conversation and ask for recommended books or other media or something like that. But I think we talked about that extensively, and maybe it's Trauma Sexuality and the Hero with a Thousand Faces, which you would recommend. Both of them are worth a reading in English, but Campbell is also translated in German decades ago. What would you mean? What could be a way for people to drop into your work? Do you have any online resources for people about how you work, how they could come closer to what you do, or would you just recommend they just stop by in the Netherlands? Which I would definitely recommend, which helped me a lot.
Yes. Now, I also do therapy by Zoom, but then you are not in the same room. Mm-hmm. And you've been here and you know what it is to be in the same room. But yes, I also do it by Zoom. I also invented you with a group here on the camping sites for several days. It would be wonderful to do that. Yes, and people can drop by. I can do it in English, and I give it a mixture with German. Like, ich spreche ein bisschen.
Way better than my Dutch.
Ja, und dann menge ich Englisch mit Deutsch, ja. Und ein bisschen Niederländisch, nein. So, ich spreche auch ein bisschen Deutsch. But English is best for me. It's also better for me to express my feelings. In German, it's difficult. And for me, German is a difficult language because it's a hard language. And that reminds me that when you left last summer in the Netherlands, I heard your wife telling me, dein Deutsch ist so süß. Ja, ich kann es nicht hart aussprechen, because my father did it too loud. So for me, I recognized all of a sudden last summer why I didn't like, I couldn't self speak German. It's hard for me. So it is telling me something of myself. when you speak it, it's completely correct for me. But when I speak it, it's hard for me and I cannot pronounce it. That's a struggle in me. And so ich spreche es ein bisschen süß.
You do.
Und dann es ist gut für mich. Yeah. Uh-huh. But my English is better. So yes, I do consultations by Zoom in English here. Yes, drop by and enjoy. I can also come to Germany.
Yeah, we would love to have you here. And Chrissy told me that I should hand the camera down to the lake so that you can see what you're missing when not coming here. So you definitely are invited. Yeah. yeah. And also that idea with the camping site that really struck a chord in me, and I would love to plan that one. I guess I was trying to work on too many things lately, so maybe not this year, especially as we do have ongoing restrictions for gathering and traveling in Europe. But as I see the latest developments, they seem to be of not that importance anymore. So things change quickly these days.
Yes, and when I do a group, I will do it with my colleague. So we do it together, and great things can happen when you invite life into your life.
Well, that being said, I don't know how to conclude what we talked about better than with that, what you just said. Yeah, great things do happen. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very much for all the insights you gave. It was not a technical talk about therapy, as I also had in my mind, but it was more like an inspirational talk on what it means to be a human being.
Thank you
very much for all the golden nuggets you shared.
Thank you.
Was waren meine drei wichtigsten take-home messages? Erstens, don't do it alone, but do it by yourself. Zweitens, it's your choice to do the journey. Drittens, great things can happen when you invite life into your life. Du findest in den Shownotes die Links zu Son Vitares, das ist die Praxis von Jantina, außerdem zu den Büchern, über die wir sprachen, und zu den Autoren. Wer, den du kennst, könnte denn profitieren von dieser Folge? Leite sie sehr gerne weiter. Teile mit den Menschen, die du magst. Schreib mir eine E-Mail an podcast@christophmauer.de. Was konntest du aus dieser Folge für dich ziehen? Genieß deinen Tag, pass gut auf dich auf. So, und jetzt abschalten.